and then launching it toward the moon. The Soviets struggled throughout the 1960s to design rockets up to the task, but NASA got it right with the Saturn V rocket, which to this day remains the most powerful launching rocket NASA ever used. The Saturn V rockets were truly gargantuan, standing nearly 350 feet tall and holding thousands of tons of fuel. These rockets could carry a payload weighing over 250,000 pounds into orbit, giving it the ability to launch the Apollo spacecraft into orbit in about 12 minutes at nearly 18,000 miles per hour. But that was just the beginning of the Saturn V's duties. Once in orbit, the Saturn V still had to accelerate the spacecraft to nearly 25,000 miles per hour to allow the spacecraft to escape the Earth's orbit and head for the moon. Designing rocket engines that powerful was hard enough, but NASA had to design the Saturn V to accomplish its duties in multiple stages, because an Apollo spacecraft typically had to spend a few hours in orbit around the Earth before heading for the moon. Thus, the Saturn V's first two stages would accelerate the spacecraft to about 15,000 miles per hour, while the third and final stage would enter the spacecraft into Earth's orbit at about 18,000 miles per hour. But this third and final stage also had to be capable of essentially restarting and reaccelerating to propel the spacecraft out of Earth's orbit and to the moon at about 25,000 miles per hour. The first challenge was to get the Apollo spacecraft into orbit, which required escaping Earth's atmosphere at about 18,000 miles per hour. From the launch pad, the first stage of the Saturn V rocket would accelerate the spacecraft to over 6,000 miles per hour in 2.5 minutes before detaching and falling away. The second stage accelerated the spacecraft to about 15,000 miles per hour after 6 more minutes before falling away. The Saturn V's third stage was the most crucial. First, it accelerated the spacecraft to 18,000 miles per hour to enter it into orbit before shutting down. The spacecraft then orbited around the Earth to wait for the moon's orbit to properly line up for the 3-day voyage to the moon's orbit. The Apollo spacecrafts usually had to orbit around the Earth at least once before it was time to head to the moon. At the speed the spacecraft was going, it would only take a few hours to orbit the entire planet. Next, the Saturn V's third stage had to reactivate itself for the translunar injection, accelerating the spacecraft to about 25,000 miles per hour to reach the escape velocity necessary to escape Earth's orbit. At this time, the lunar module attached to the command service module, and once the spacecraft reached escape velocity, the Saturn V's third stage fell away on a different trajectory. Once the spacecraft escaped Earth's orbit, it would take 3 days of cruising and a short engine burst known as the lunar orbit insertion procedure to properly position the spacecraft to be captured by the moon's orbit. NASA had mapped the moon during previous missions in order to help choose the landing sites for the Apollo lunar modules. When the moon captured the spacecraft would complete several orbits around the moon to properly line up the lunar module for descent. To descend thousands of feet down to the moon's surface, the lunar module had both an engine and thrusters that would allow it to maintain speed, control, and direction. The lunar module would descend in a pirouette to help it descend straight. As Apollo 11's lunar module inadvertently proved, any incorrect timing or ill-timed thrust would land a module several miles away from its intended destination, which could be the difference between a smooth landing or landing among boulders and craters. For most of the descent, the lunar module was automated, but the final stage of the descent required manual controls. When the descent stage was finished, it would fall away from the module like the Saturn V rocket stages. The Apollo astronauts usually spent between 20 and 36 hours on the moon's surface collecting several pounds of rocks and samples, and in later missions using rovers to travel around. When it was time to leave the moon's surface, the lunar module would ascend back to redock with the command service module. Since the moon has no atmosphere, it was relatively